Hello, and it's Jana here, or gentlemen. It's the 9th of June today, and it's gone all chilly. Even though I'm confident as soon as the sun comes out, it'll be warm enough again. But this morning I've got my hoodie on, and I need it. Just arranged myself another evening out, yay. And I've also heard that apparently homeopaths are a good alternative to try for lifting the mood. I'm going to look into that. My back's hurting, predictably, from yesterday, but mostly in a good way. I do know that I need to do a bit more. I might actually do some with the kids, because Henry's working on getting his six-pack to come out and show itself. So, and that's an area I need to work on as well. Not that I want a six-pack. But yes, need to do some more work on that as well. And yeah, maybe I will get some weights, because he's also trying to develop his arm muscles. And now he's got a bit more strength than at the beginning of the year. Well, I mean, the academic year. He's also enjoying gymnastics so much more. So it'll be worth it then. So got a day of just work in front of me. And then tonight gets busy. It's got appointments and going out and stuff. See whether Simon's up yet. He was up. It's not happened in quite a long time. He's up with work. I don't know how long. So I let him sleep this morning. Yes, what else? We watched a bit of the EU referendum debate where they had Farage and Cameron, which was interesting. Well, we missed most of Farage actually. Though I saw the audience ask him some good questions. I thought Cameron made some good points. But unfortunately, he's got this way of speaking that sounds like, it's just kind of grandiose, kind of like he's speaking in sound bites. And interestingly, the feedback that I read and heard afterwards from people who watched it, they thought that he was just scaremongering. And it's weird, because he was making some good points. By then, I'm getting the impression that it doesn't really matter what anyone says anyway. It seems that voting for Brexit or not is a completely emotional issue for people. It doesn't actually matter what the facts are, I get the idea. I even heard that from a couple of BBC journalists on the Today programme yesterday, who just said, "Oh yeah, the leaders, they're just telling us this for their own political aims. This is for the ones who are for Remain. What about the ones who want to leave? They're not doing it for their own political advantage." I don't know. So I thought that was a bit of a weird argument, but I also noticed that they don't really sort of ask the right questions. So when it's about trade, for instance, just under 50% of the UK's trade is with the European Union. But the argument is, but Germany still wants to sell us cars, so of course we're going to have a trade agreement quickly. Well, yeah, but the EU, as they like to tell us, is one big block of nations. So Germany and France might want to sell their stuff to the UK, but there's going to be 27, 26 other states that don't, that aren't that interested. So they can drag this out, because Germany and France won't be able to do anything if the others veto it, or if they just fail to agree something, that could be dragged out for quite a long time. Because the UK is not that important to the EU as a, it might be important to some countries in the EU, but not to the EU in general, as a whole. So that's kind of that doesn't really get pointed out a lot, I feel, or at all. And also the fact that they're always going on about physical goods going backwards and forwards. But, that seems easier. But the UK doesn't actually produce that much that it sells. The UK has a service industry, mostly. The city, that's the important bit. So, and there's no sort of, no kind of tariffs and things that they're always telling us about. It's more about being in the right regulatory environment to be able to deal with the other countries. That's important. But that never really gets mentioned. It's always about trade agreements and selling stuff and that sort of thing. And also the red tape. When does anybody ever say what exactly is red tape? Do they mean environmental protection? Do they mean employment rights? Yeah, there's the hope that if the UK leaves, that the UK government would keep those, consumer rights. Yeah, they could keep them, but, they might not. You just don't know. And, I mean, quite frankly, a lot of the rights that we're enjoying, I think they come from the EU. I don't think UK government would have put them in place. But I think there's sort of some misinformation going on. I think anything a government doesn't want to do, they can always say, oh, it was the EU. And people have no way of finding out whether this actually comes from the EU, how much the EU said needs to be done, how much the government actually put on top. I think all sorts of national governments do this, which is why the EU is quite unpopular in quite a few of European countries, because it gets blamed that it can't really defend itself. So, yeah, so I don't know. So I'm kind of missing, I don't know why I'm going into so many details, but I'm kind of missing the factual debate as much as possible. And I've even heard, oh, that nobody has any facts. Well, I do think we've got facts of what we've got now, so we can sort of put a few things down. But it's kind of, yeah, it's taking a risk going into the unknown, because at least now we know what we've got, then we don't know what we're going to get. So it could be the right decision, but people need to be aware of the risk and all the things that it could affect. And I'm not sure that they're being told. But then again, I'm starting to think it doesn't actually matter. I think it's only 2 weeks from now that people are going to vote. And it doesn't actually matter. Nobody seems to want to know the facts. People saying they're confused, but at the same time, if you tell someone facts, if they've made up their mind that they want out, then no amount of fact is gonna, they're just, oh well, yeah, that's all very well, but no, I just want to be out. I think we're better off on our own. So I don't know. There seems to be the emotional factor seems to be at play mostly. It's interesting, just as it was in Scotland. And also because it's all gone down to immigration now, that's what they were debating this week. It's all about immigration. It was, these low-skilled EU immigrants coming in. Actually, I saw some figures last night. The UK is lucky to have the most educated immigrants of all European countries. It's mostly people with a degree come here. They're more educated than the natives, which might also be scary to them. But they're certainly not low-skilled, not the ones from the EU. I'm just getting a bit fed up with it because, as I say, there's just an emotional reaction and that's all that seems to matter. Anyway, I will say I'm also running out of time, so thank you for listening if you got this far. Bye for now.